You're just tuning in. We got Michelle Sproles in here. Her husband, you should be very familiar with him. You know, we bleed green around these parts. Darren Sproles. She is a cancer survivor. She's a mother, a wife, and I definitely wanted her to get on the show to share her story. When we last left off, Michelle, you were talking about how you didn't fit the demographic. Breast cancer didn't run in your family. This, that, and the third. What were the next steps that you took to say, you know what, this isn't cool? Like, what's going on with my body right now?
You know what? I just kept thinking about it. My gut was telling me this. It didn't make sense. But, you know, what the doctor had told me, what the first doctor had told me. So at this time, I think maybe about a month went by after seeing that doctor. And it was still on my mind. It was still, you know, bothering me.
So the doctor told you that you still had leftover milk in your milk ducts and you didn't breastfeed. So that was kind of impossible to you.
Right, right. It didn't make sense to me. So, at this time, maybe about a month or so later, I was in New Orleans. At the time, my husband was playing for the New Orleans Saints. So I went to see my doctor there, my OB, and her and I have a really good relationship, and she kind of knows my personality, and I'm a little bit, I don't particularly like to consider myself a hypochondriac, but I do know that I'm serious.
But you were on your hypochondriac.
Yes, okay. I play no games with that. So I did go ahead and see her, and she basically was like, you know what, let me just refer you to the breast center so that you can, you know, get checked there, and maybe you'll feel a little bit better after they examine you. I went to the breast center, and that day they had an opening for a mammogram. They asked me kind of casually, like, you know, we have an extra spot. Do you want to just go ahead and get a mammogram? At 28, that's not the
norm.
The norm. No, okay. The guidelines, your first mammogram would be at the age of 40.
Well, you know what, friend, real quick, don't forget our Be Healthy Expo, the Universal Auden Reed High School. That's the charter school. And all the details are on the web, hot1079philly.com. They're going to be giving out free mammograms this Saturday again from 11 until 3. Now, Michelle, you had a supportive family.
Yes, absolutely.
When you finally got that mammogram, what news did the doctor share with you?
Actually, my doctor called and said, I have good and bad news. She said the good news was I had ductal carcinoma in situ, or DCIS, better known as stage 0 breast cancer.
Okay.
I didn't know how that was good news. Anytime you hear the word cancer you immediately think the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said the bad news is it was so large of an area of DCIS that I would have to remove my breast.
Okay.
So good news is DCIS stage 0, it's non-invasive. It's not life-threatening. It's in situ, meaning in its place. So it was in the place that it started. So I had cancer cells in my milk duct. It was not milk or debris from milk.
As the first doctor had said.
It was actually cancer cells.
They were cancer cells.
Right.
Friend, coming out, we want to chat all things, of course, with Michelle Sproles. You're coming to our Be Healthy Expo, correct? You know, you never cleared any of this with your husband, by the way.
I did not. So as soon as I clear with him and talk to him about it, I'm sure I will be out.
Okay, because I know what is it? I know he runs the Eagles, but I don't know if he runs your household.
Just keep
your mouth shut.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Coming up, we got more with Michelle Sproles, of course, Shamara, Philly's Morning Show. And if you need to keep yourself healthy, you want to find out how you can live a longer life, we're chatting our Be Healthy Expo. And we might try to get in Michelle's business, but she's from Compton. I don't think she's going to have all that, all right? Keep it locked. It's Hot 107.9.